Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Wilbert Alonso. I'm looking to speak with Genghis. Genghis?
What about? What are you looking
Oh, sir, we're actually from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Craft Workers. So I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, okay? We're not trying to sell you anything, and we're not asking you for a donation either. Is that okay with you?
Gotcha. Yep.
Great. So I am speaking with Mr. Genghis, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And to start off, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Since I was a teenager.
So that would be like...
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Tile.
Tile?
Yes.
Or marble finisher or tile setter?
Tile setter.
Tile setter, right? Okay. And on the last job, what you worked on? Were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, or finisher, or helper, or improver?
Journeyman mechanic.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, are you like currently working at the trade?
Today I got laid off, sort of. Next week there's no work. Hopefully the week after I'll be back to work again.
So you're currently working, right?
Well, today I work, but next week I will not be working. So you put it down any way you want.
Yes or no? Okay. Let me see here.
No, no.
All right. Let me see here. Great. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20, or 21 plus?
What was option number two?
I have 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20, or 21 plus, or 0 weeks?
13 to 20.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No. No.
Great. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you very much. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer, right? Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Thank you very much. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
Privately. It was private.
Thank you very much. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be like more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I'm not sure.
Not sure?
I got to give an answer, or not sure is okay.
Okay. Great. Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I'm hoping it gets better. Being optimistic.
Exactly. That's good. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most like concerned about on the job? something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job, like dust air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Safety concerns would be, I see the dust control.
Okay, thank you very much. And yes or no, have you, like, attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes in person, yes online, or no?
Yes in person.
Thank you very much. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have, like, participated in the activity in the past 12 months, like picketing, yes or no?
No, I have not.
And what about union organizing?
I have not, no.
No, right? What about political can combating?
Canvassing, no, I have not.
No, right? Okay. Thank you very much. We are now at 40%. Thank you very much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regular equation or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you very much. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you're most likely to get your news from to the one you're at least likely to get your news from, okay? So a radio, do you think that would be like first or sixth or in between?
Sixth, last.
Okay, what about local TV news programming?
Yeah, that's usually where I get most of.
Okay.
Well, I watch local news, but I don't really follow the way that they're one-sided on their stories.
Thank you. What about friends and neighbors?
No.
No, right? Last like six. What about print or online newspaper?
Online.
Okay. What about cable news?
No.
What about the internet or social media?
Yes, internet.
Okay. Great. So we're going to move on from here. We're at 53%. Thank you for your patience. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Education, the environment, immigration, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, or foreign policy, healthcare, or something else?
Could you repeat, please?
Sure. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Education, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, immigration, foreign policy,
immigration.
Support for labor or unions or something else?
Immigration.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, BAC, BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to, like, federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Have you heard some about it or a lot about it? Or a little bit?
A little bit.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures, like, payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not too important at all for federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democratic Party, Republican Party, both,
yes,
or neither?
Democratic.
Thank you very much. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as a UAW, are currently on strike against GM, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The auto workers.
Thank you very much. Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden has done with each of the following, okay? So the first is his job as president overall. Do you, like, disapprove strongly, disapprove somewhat, approve somewhat, or strongly, or approve strongly?
approve some law.
Thank you very much. And support for labor unions. Do you strongly support that? Somewhat?
Yes.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
What, do I support them or that Biden supports them?
You could indicate if you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden has done with each of the following.
Okay, no, I approve. I strongly agree with that one, yeah.
Strongly approve, right? Okay, and the economy, do you strongly approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
The middle ground.
Somewhat disapprove?
No, somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, what about immigration? Do you like approve strongly, approve somewhat disapprove, or disapprove strongly?
Somewhat disapprove.
How about the health care?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And last, foreign affairs.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. We're now at 70% and almost done. Thank you for your patience. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Sorry. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, right? But what are the chances that you'll vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
Strongly will vote.
Okay, so almost certain, right?
Yeah, certain. Well, no, certain. I'm positive.
Oh, positive. Okay, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes, right. Thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent. Well, good. Yeah.
Okay, let me go back then. You said good. Now, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Wait, I'm sorry. The one you just asked me for, was that my local or my international?
I just asked you for BAC. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union?
Oh, no. My local union, excellent. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I believe
now,
they're very effective.
How would you rate the overall effectiveness, don't worry, of the international union?
That one would be good.
Good. Thank you. Great. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words? You can make it short.
I'm not sure. I know they do a lot of things I'm not aware of, so I don't want to comment on things I don't know about.
Okay, I'll put not sure here. And moving on, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? And next, what is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Not sure.
Okay. Great, we're at 85% and almost done. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, mail, union meeting, job site, or text like SMS?
SMS.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory like updates that are important to the back? Four or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
I guess once a year.
Once a year.
Early.
Thank you. And you are male, female, or other?
Male.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, like generally speaking, do you think as yourself as Democratic or Republican or other or independent?
Democratic.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Turkish.
So that would be white Caucasian?
Human.
No.
Human.
Human. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Genghis.
Genghis, that's what I got here. Yeah, C-E-N-G-I-Z, right?
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much. This concludes the survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Be blessed, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.